This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3295 for Friday the 19th of March 2021. Today's show is entitled, Renewing a Let's Encrypt Cert for Home Network Use. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 3 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, how to update a cert when the automatic processes don't work.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. You're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, it's a follow-up to my own show, 3289. And that one was installing Nextcloud the hard way. In that episode, I showed you how you could get a cert from Let's Encrypt if you are running it behind a firewall. One of the issues that we needed to do was verify that we owned the domain by putting up a TXT record within our DNS. And unfortunately, the issue with that is that we don't get to automatically renew the certificate. However, the renewal process is actually quite easy. In fact, it's absolutely identical to the create process. So you create certbot space cert only space dash dash manual space dash dash preferred dash challenges space DNS. And that's intelligent enough to know that you have a cert already, and it goes through the same thing. It tells you, is your IP logged? And then it asks you to deploy a DNS record underscore acme dash challenge dot nextcloud dot example dot com. And then you get a key. And then if it can find it, you press enter and it says, congratulations, your certificate has been renewed. I had set up a Nextcloud reminder, but in actual fact, Let's Encrypt sent me in an email to remind me myself 30 days beforehand. So the cert is for 90 days. The recommendation is 2/3 of the time. So this was trivial to do. It'll be even more trivial the next time because I did run into a smidgen of an issue. And that issue was that that key already existed in DNS. So when I went to do the process in the first place, Let's Encrypt returned an error saying that the key was wrong, as it was the first key, not the new one that I received. So that's grand. I deleted that, and of course I had to wait until the time to live expired for my DNS records, which luckily enough was only an hour. Then I came back and did it again, and then realized that there are two DNS servers, one of which did fast enough. So I had to do this a few times. But in the end, it all worked out. And so the process, the last part of the process was actually deleting that record, because once it's been renewed, that certificate, that record doesn't need to be there. The challenge has already been accepted. So the next time I go to do this, it will be just run the one command, nip out to my DNS, add in a new DNS entry, press enter, get a new certificate, and then back out to the DNS entry and delete it again. So that's essentially it. Quite simple. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in, and remember to tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.